This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan. All this week, Dan, we've been thinking. I told you early on in the week, I've been thinking much about the effectual call of God. You know, what a blessing it is to have been called of the Lord. Oh, my friend, I asked you out there this morning, have you ever been called? Can you go back to the time and place when you began to be disturbed about your soul and you turned to the Lord in repentance? I hope you have. But let's get back in our study. We're looking at the imminent coming or the soon coming of our Lord. And I thought in our last broadcast was about the watchman on the wall. The watchman on the wall. The cloud of doom that hangs over the world today. And many of us, I say many, a few of our voices warning and calling men to repentance in the face of that doom, when the wrath of God shall be poured out upon a Christ-rejecting world. Men who take such a stand as we do here, as the Old Trailblazer does, we're called alarmists. We're called crazy. We're called fanatics. We're called outlaws, speckled birds. Most of us stand alone, my friend. I often have said this here in my pulpit. When we moved here from New Orleans up here to Walker, they got churches on every corner around here, Protestant churches. And we've been here 5-6 years now. Not one pastor has been by to welcome us to this area. I was born and raised here. Most of them know me, but no. They know that we are a speck of bird. They know that we believe in the sovereignty of God, the election of God, predestination of God, and the effectual call, and they preach that easy believingism. The first sign I call to your attention that we look for as we approach this city, the night of sin is deepening. Isaiah 62 says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." Listen, "but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." This is a prophetic statement of the end time. That gross darkness, which is spiritual darkness, shall fall upon the people. We're living there today, my friend. Spiritual darkness is appalling everywhere. If you just take time out, if you have any concern at all about your soul and the souls of others, you just take a little time out to study. And I recommend my folks to listen to radio preachers and television preachers. I do. I recommend it. And then when some of your family or your friends have a funeral, go there to the funeral and listen. Listen, my friend. We had a young man attended a funeral the other day for a friend of his, and he told me at the service they give an invitation for folks to come up and join the church right there at that funeral parlor. And he said several did. Now, my friend, that's so foolish. That's so foolish, my man, my friend, to work on those people's sympathy. They're concerned about their loved one dying. But, my friend, joining that church or making the decision for Jesus, that's not salvation. And that's just a misnomer, my friend. You know where? You can't find that nowhere. But listen, let's go back in our study. Spiritual darkness surely is appalling. We're approaching that Saturday night now. I believe we're there already. The church, in her utter ignorance and spiritual blindness, is groping, trying to bring the kingdom with her little religious program. It would remind you of a fella trying to catch a whale with a little bitty fish hook. As the world is given over to licentiousness, covetousness, greed, immorality, drunkenness, bloodshed, and violence, the church is fast drifting into the state of apostasy. I believe we're there already. Preparing the way for the soon coming of the Antichrist and the Great Tribulation. There's a dearth of the hearing of the Word of God. Knowledge is increasing, surely, and few are hearing the Word of God. Our pastors and preachers and ministries now have the great opportunity, like we do here with the internet and all of those far-reaching things, to get out the gospel over the known world. And what are they getting out? easy believingism. We come now to that another sign. We saw there the night sin deepening. Now we see the religious apostasy, which is looming up on every horizon. Let's turn to the Word of God again. In 2 Thessalonians 2, we find these words, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed." Oh, listen, my friend, the son of perdition. Here the Holy Spirit tells us that there shall come a falling away. Now, we are in that falling away now. He's not talking about the world. He's talking about the church. Now, in Revelation 3, it's a lengthy verse. I want to read it to you. "And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation of God, I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold nor hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open that door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Here the Holy Spirit gives us a picture of the final state of apostasy. The church saying, "I'm rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing." Have you ever seen a rash of church buildings going up now? Tall cathedrals and high-priced ministries. I saw in the paper not long ago where a man in California, some wealthy philanthropist, gave a pastor $15 million to build what they called a silver cathedral out there somewhere in California. $15 million, my friend. What a monstrosity that place was. And later on, I saw where the pastor left there and left his ministry to his daughter. Oh, my friend, we won't go into that today. We won't go into that. But listen, I know, my friend, I know. And doesn't know it. Christ on the outside of the church, being put out of his own church, and knocking and pleading to get back in, and the church is so deaf, so taken up with the world, she does not hear his knocking, and is satisfied without the Lord. Now let's turn again to 2 Timothy 3. And notice again, we have a passage there I want to read before we run out of time. And notice the picture of the Holy Spirit gives us here of the church in the last days. Would you listen? Perk up your ears and listen. This is a picture of the church in the last days. But before I read it to you, let me remind you that it's not a picture of the world, but a picture of the church. Now listen. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." That's in the church. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." That's in the church. "Covetous." That's in the church. "Boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust," L-U-S-T-S, "shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." This is the church. He's speaking here of the church. Let me call your attention to the fact that this is not a picture of the world, but a picture of the church in the last days before our Lord come. Isn't that a good description of the average church you know of, my friend? Don't hide your head in the sand. Look up. Take note. This is a picture of the church. I told you this little incident I read about. This man and wife had lived in this town. They had an old parrot. And one day they were church folks, but they were also worldly folks. And the old parrot got out and followed them down to the church one Sunday morning and flew in the back door and sat on the pew behind them. And he got his eyes accustomed to the light and looked around, twirled around, looked around. He said, "Honky tonk, honky tonk, roadhouse, cabaret." And the man turned around and shushed him up. And he said, "Shut up, shut up. This is a church. Hush up, this is a church." Same crowd, same crowd. That old parrot knew more than they did. Same crowd, my friend. Same crowd. Same crowd. Same crowd. I'll tell you this, personal experience. When I was dating my wife, I was not a church member, didn't go to church or nothing, and I carried her to some places that we should not have gone, and dance floor. And one night we were in a place, the lights were real dim, you know how they do. Back then I did, I don't know no more if they still do or not. But she looked around and she punched me and she said, "Those people over there, they teach Sunday school at my church. They teach Sunday school at my church." Same crowd. Same crowd. We weren't no better shape than they were. I wasn't, but I didn't go to church. But those folks. So that's been 65 years ago, my folks. How about it now? What you think about it now? We're living in those days right now. We're living in there. These scriptures that I've read to you give a picture, a true picture of the present day church. If you can't see it, it reveals your utter blindness. Now, all you have to do is watch religious programs on television. They have women preachers on there that romp and stomp up and down the podium with three waterfalls behind them. They got three airplanes that they talk about. The women with tight blue jeans on and cowboy boots and all of those things, my friend, and people flock there. Flock there, my friend. Flock there. Why? Because they're blind. They're blinded. They're part of this modern-day church that we talk about. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heavy, high-minded. Lovers of pleasure. More than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, my friend, how would you like to know that your children's Sunday school teacher or your adult Sunday school teacher was out in the cabaret last night? How would you like to know that? Oh, my friend, it happened. It's happening every day. But the old trailblazer, I can't even describe. But the Lord does. He says he's on the outside knocking to get in. Church, he's been put out, closed out a long time ago. And I tell you, folks, we're in a sorry day. And we're not going to be here long. I tell my folks, look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Would you ask the Lord to search your heart this morning? Are you saved? Can the old trailblazer be true to your soul this morning? Are you saved? I don't care how religious you are. Are you saved? I don't care how much you give to the church. Are you saved? Are you trusting the Lord? And let's put it like that. Did you come to the place one day where you trusted the Lord? This is the old trailblazer. Remember my mailing address? Call me, write me, will you? I love you. My mailing address, Pastor Pendarvis, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the Old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.